Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. We are very excited this morning to have with us Steve Sizemore, one of our awesome trainers, and he teaches some of our Path Coach certification courses, and we have a very interesting and timely topic to talk about today. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Laurie Beth. How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
Great. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. The last time I was with Steve and the group, we were in a friend's cabin in Dallas, Texas, and the pipes froze, and Shelly kept us in 12-hour sessions, and I remember leaning against Steve. He and I were standing like bookends to hold each other up while the 12-hour meeting continued. So, Steve, you got my back. I've got your back.
Yeah, I like that. It's a great way to live.
Well, our topic today centers on pastoral coaching. Who coaches the pastors? Who shepherds the shepherds? Who can they turn to when things get them down? And according to statistics, pastors tend to be isolated, often discouraged, hounded by the people that they most love and are there to serve, and have a lot of expectations to meet, oftentimes unrealistic expectations. So Steve is here with some thoughts around that. Tell us about what you do and how you can help pastors, Steve.
Sure, Laurie Beth. You know, I've been engaged in vocational ministry for over 30 years, and the last 8 years serving as a pastor. Until recently, I've transitioned out of pastoring so I could devote more energy and time toward coaching ministry leaders and pastors. But you're right on target. When you think about a ministry leader or a pastor, it's probably one of the tougher jobs you'll find on the planet. It's a lot of crisis management. They're leading a predominantly volunteer workforce or a team, which can be interesting at times.
Yeah.
And they often feel unprepared for the challenges that they face, and the challenges roll in just like the tide. A lot of time pressure, balance issues, self-care issues, family relationships, all those things. And one thing I've noticed, in fact, I've seen this from both perspectives, because as a pastor, I've had a coach, and I've also coached pastors. So it's been a real learning for me to be on both sides of the issue or both sides of the coin. And, you know, one thing, every pastor or ministry leader got to where they are probably out of a sense of real personal mission and passion and a vision, and as they mesh that personal mission and vision in with the corporate or the group mission and vision, things get interesting. You know, sometimes their personal passion may get swallowed up by all the needs and all the kind of stuff. So the benefits of coaching for a ministry leader or a pastor just go on and on and on. And so that's really what is stirring my heart, and what I'm passionate about these days is to provide what you're talking about, is bring those benefits of coaching into that setting. I know one of your friends, Jane Cresswell, wrote a book entitled Christ-Centered Coaching, and the subtitle, Seven Benefits for Ministry Leaders. And she really articulates it well when you think of the benefits that can come. You know, basically in coaching, these same benefits can come to anyone, but especially for pastors and ministry leaders. You know, coaching is such a unique skill set and such a unique expression, because it's not counseling, it's not consulting, it's not fixing things or teaching and telling. It's so, it has such a different orientation. And I love the fact that the relationship between a coach and the client, or the coach and the pastor, creates such a safe place for the client, for the pastor, to process and to do something maybe they don't get to do very often, and that's to be listened to.
Mm-hmm.
And to be listened to deeply. And that is just that alone is a fantastic benefit. But, of course, the coach brings those extra set of eyes, an extra perspective, all those things that come in the normal coaching relationship. And I love
pastor retention is an issue that we have looked at as an organization. And a recent survey that we saw for a large denomination showed that 33% of 1,000 responding congregations had pastoral leadership style issues, and of those, 12% resulted in the pastor leaving or members leaving. So there's a lot of pain in the church with the people. So as you've coached pastors, Steve, what are some of the main issues that come up for them?
Well, you know, one of the benefits that would come would be, and this is a tough one sometimes, and that's an orientation or a reorientation possibly around the strengths of the pastor, because a pastor is called upon to do so many things, and they're only strong in so many areas, so they're
right.
often doing things that may not be a strength for them. So one of the benefits of coaching is to reorient around strengths and say, you know, let's find a way where you can do that, what you do best, and then let's find someone else or another way for those other things to be done. Because when we operate outside of our strengths over a long period of time, you eventually lose energy. You just run out of fuel. And that's part of the problem. People just think, you know, I'm tired. I'm worn out. It's because they're outside their lane. They're driving in a different lane that they weren't really designed to drive in. So that's something that often shows up. And sometimes it's amazing how sometimes pastors or ministry leaders can almost be blinded to the fruit that they're producing or the benefit that they're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
And they look back over their lives and they think, you know, what have I really accomplished, or what am I really accomplishing? And so a coach, and the coaching saying that some reflection that goes on, I think that sometimes re-energizes and say, let's really take stock here. What's really going on? And someone can help them say, you know, this is really what's happening. This is the fruit of your efforts. These are the fruits. And that's a big thing, too, because they sometimes lose perspective just around that.
Right.
Go ahead, Laurie Beth, I'm sorry.
Just curious about when you were talking about living outside their strengths, they're not in their element, literally and figuratively.
Sure.
How has the elements helped you in pastoral coaching?
Well, I always use the Path Elements profile with all my clients, and so it helps me the dual benefit, of course, it helps the pastor, it helps the client, as they learn more about their elemental makeup, the way they're wired, the lens through which they view all of life. And, of course, the Path Elements profile is so simple yet powerful, and especially from an intuitive aspect, earth, wind, fire, water. And so it really helps me to, as I see who they are, then it helps me understand a little bit. Of course, there's no way I can pick up their glasses and look through their lens specifically, but it helps me get an idea of how they're viewing their responsibilities, their relationships, everything that's on their plate. They're looking through that lens of their element.
Right.
And then also it gives some indication of the things that energize them. And then it gives me a little bit of a hint on what language they speak, as you would say, their dialect. You know, if they're wind, they speak wind. If they're earth, they speak earth. And so it helps me to communicate more clearly with them as a coach. And it really forwards the coaching, adds a lot of power and benefit to the coaching.
I love that. So you were about to say one of the issues that comes up a lot.
Yes, I was. And sometimes that's clarity. It's focus. So there's so many demands, so many avenues, so many opportunities. It's like if it's not people asking you to do stuff, because a lot of pastors and ministry leaders, they're there because they see things. They see opportunity. They see need. And so it's not hard for them sometimes to get lost in the forest of opportunity or
right.
request. And so it's like in the coaching setting, let's go back and let's get some clarity and let's focus here. And you so clearly articulate the whole benefit of focus, of the energy that shows up when focus is in the setting. When people focus, then there's a lot of energy that shows up. It reignites that passion. And so that's a big issue, I believe, for them. And, of course, coaching, I'm thinking just a specific client recently over the last couple of years, just working with metaphors. And this one pastor that came up with such a metaphor to describe himself, and it so energized him. He said, he actually used a metaphor of an animal, which was, it was a beautiful metaphor in the function of this animal that really said, that's what I am. And this brought so much energy to him, and it's just a fun thing to revisit with him from time to time. That's clarity, that's focus, and that brings life and energy.
When pastors come to you, do you see a pattern of, I think of the megachurch pastors, which get all the publicity, and I think of the small urban pastors who are struggling with maybe 200 members, and how do they serve a graying population while they look at their brothers, mostly brothers, passing them by in the quota standard of congregational numbers. How do you encourage the small rural pastors in the light of the frame of only megachurches are thriving? The perceived,
sure. Yeah.
That's the perception. It may not be the truth.
Yeah, of course, the client always sets the agenda, but if they're willing and interested to go there and usually end up there at least to some degree around, in a general sense, around the topic of what really is success and what is success for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about living out that personal mission, living the way you're designed, you're wired, who are you? And let's just forget all the comparisons, and let's be all that we are, that God has made us to be. Let's do that with all of our hearts, and that then becomes a much better way to view success, and also that's what brings glory to God. I'll let this change the perspective. Let's just start over with the whole word of success, and let's say, what really is success? And so that's something that does show up for anyone. Then they could, even it could be a pastor of a large church who's struggling with, even though the outward symbols and indicators are there of like great success, but inside they may not be feeling there of success. So, but like you're saying, that's not always an issue. So I love just going back to who are we, and let's just run with who God has made us to be, how He's wired us, and let's enjoy that.
Mm. Yeah, you wonder how many pastors are really enjoying their vocation these days, in light of all of the struggles that they're facing. I remember. And I think, too, one of the things is, as I've coached pastors over the years, is helping them remember, like you said, what is success? Because many of them are bivocational or come from other places. And, you know, you mentioned they're not really trained to handle a lot of this. Seminaries teach theology, but they don't teach business management. They don't teach business skills or people skills, which are really a huge function of the pastoral ministry today. So I'm just so grateful for the work that you're doing, Steve, and the fact that you are a pastor. You know the language, you know the challenges, and that you're available for this unique ministry. Now, how would people reach you?
Well, if they wanted to reach me, of course, they could reach my email my personal email is steve@sizemores.com. That's SIZEMORES.com. Then I have a whole new website. It's just getting ready to launch. Just been working on it. It's not quite there yet, but that would be www.servants, that's plural, servantsinternational.com. .org. Got to get that straight, servantsinternational.org. And that would be two ways they could reach me, email or on my website. And, of course, I'm sure if they went to the Larry Beth Jones website, they could find me there too, because it's always it's a joy to be one of the national trainers with the Larry Beth Jones Company. And so you can always find me through the Larry Beth Jones website too.
Steve, it's just such a joy to know you. And every time I'm around you, I get blessed with your insight and your I'm wondering if you wouldn't lead us in a prayer for pastors. I think that would be an appropriate way to close the show.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Father God, I thank you that you've designed shepherds to care for your sheep, that you've set them apart and you've gifted them. I just pray today that all across this land and even across the world, Lord, you would pour out a blessing, just like a wave of strength and renewal, wisdom and help. We just, like a gentle, cleansing, renewing wave would wash over all of your shepherds. And Lord, I pray you'd fit them in good relationships so they can gain support. Lord, wash their eyes so they can see the vision clearly and renew their inner strength, I pray, Lord, their passion. Lord, we need the shepherds to stand up and be strong. And I pray you'd give them great success and great help for your name's sake. Amen.
Amen and amen. Jesus, our leader, called himself the Good Shepherd, and so many scriptures talk about God judging leaders as shepherds. Are they caring for their sheep, or are they eating their sheep and keeping them for themselves? So many, many challenges for our beloved pastor. Thank you so much, Steve. Be blessed.
You too, Larbeth. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. This is the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. You can reach us at lauriebethjones.com.